Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I started on Monday entitled Christ Our Liberator. And we've been looking at a passage of scripture in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 14 through 15. As I shared, our responsibilities as members of the body of Christ are twofold. We have the ability and the responsibility to preach the gospel and make disciples. That was the great commission that Jesus gave to his disciples, his apostles that were gathered as he ascended into heaven. And secondly, we're to grow into maturity. Hear what Ephesians 4, 14 and 6 through 15 says, that we be no more children, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And maturity is facilitated by this process, which is speaking in love. And beloved, we need to understand that truth is the great emancipator, and it's the very instrument or key, if you will, to set free from all bondage. God has designed that His truth will set a person free if they're open and receptive. I'm thinking right now of a situation I ministered recently where a prophet Samuel approached Saul, and when he finally spoke the truth about rebellion being as the sin of witchcraft and iniquity as stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry, that he finally was able to confess, because for that time he was deceiving himself, and he said, I've obeyed the commandment of the Lord. Well, truth is the key, beloved. Not only is they're a vehicle or instrument to produce liberty, which is truth, but, beloved, there is also the divine power of God to enforce it and to bring it into effectiveness. Hear the word of the Lord in 2 Corinthians 3:17. The presence of the Spirit of the Lord secures liberty. Let me read that. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So when God is present, His Spirit is present, there is a liberty. And when we look and read the Gospels, and when we look at the ministry of Jesus, the mission of Christ was to proclaim liberty. Hear what Isaiah, that beautiful, familiar passage we perhaps hear often, found in Isaiah 61, beginning with verse 1. And this is what he read when he stood up in the synagogue and said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears," because he had come, was sent by the Father to fulfill this scripture. Jesus said, "The Spirit," and he was quoting Isaiah, "the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." What's the dynamic, beloved, in operation here? Jesus is the anointing. He, by His Spirit, He's the empowering. And so what does this mean for us? That, brother, sister, you don't need ever to feel weak or feeble or insecure or apologetic when you are speaking the words of truth, when you're sharing God's word. Why? Because you have divine authority back backing you up. The words of his mouth. The scripture, it says, the word of God is a sharp, two-edged sword, dividing even to the separation of the soul and the spirit of man, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so, beloved, you not only have the force of unveiled reality, because that's what truth is, but you have all the power of the unveiled Christ, the Christ of revelation, he who stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, whose eyes are as a flame of fire, whose feet burned were as polished brass, who burning in a furnace. He was altogether amazing, glorious in beauty. And when John saw him, he fell at his feet as dead. And he said, I am the beginning and the end. He is the Lord that we serve. He is the unveiled Christ, that veil of his flesh being torn. And beloved, if you but will speak in authority, your command by faith will release the power of the Lord into that situation. Whatever it is, you have the power of God behind your words. If you are speaking the word, and again, that's what I've been sharing this week. It's not just the letter, but if you have the right attitude, it's not only what you speak, but how you speak it. If it's done in meekness, if it's done in a true spirit of agape love, then you are fulfilling what God has commanded you to do. Now, whether or not it is received, that's on them, but you have obeyed God. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Beloved, New Age deceptions can't stand up to Jesus. The cults can't stand up to Jesus. The false religions of this world, and there's only one true faith. There's only one truth, and that is the truth that was expressed through Christianity, Jesus being our founder, the first members of that early church were first called Christians at Antioch. That term Christian has stayed with every believer down through the centuries unto our present time. We are the believers, and beloved, we should have as much fire, we should have as much anointing as the early church did. Some of them, they heard of the miracles. Now we read of the miracles, but God hasn't stopped miracles. He's still a miracle-working God. And if we will preach the word of God, there will be signs following and wonders, just like it happened in the time of the early church. Beloved, truth, hear me now, is the instrument, and Jesus is the liberator. John 18:37, there we see Pilate asked Jesus, are you a king? And listen to what Jesus responded. Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Do you realize this is Jesus' description of why he came? If you ask people, why did Jesus come? Oh, to be our Savior? Well, yes, but this actually encompasses all of his roles, all the things he came to do. He came to bear witness to the truth, the very truth of God, the very truth of his Father. And that was why the Father sent him, to bear witness to the reality of God, the truth of God. And those who are a good seed, they will hear the voice of the Lord. That's why the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Jesus condemned them as strongly and as violently as he did, because he said, you are of the father of your father, the devil. They could not hear his voice. They were following what appeared to be the letter of the law, but they were corrupt in heart, corrupt in spirit. He says they were as dead men, as tombs, whited sepulchres with dead man's bones inside. Beloved, what shall we say as I bring this message to a conclusion? Hear the word of the Lord in Revelation 22, final chapters, verses 11 and 12. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. So our two end-time tests, spiritual family, beloved, they go hand in hand. They're interdependent, not only to preach the gospel and to grow up into maturity, but to speak the truth in love, to speak the unvarnished truth of God's word, and to do it in the very agape spirit of Christ. They are interdependent. They're interconnected and related to one another. So, beloved, let's preach the truth in love, the truth that sets men free, free to worship the only living God in spirit and in truth. Jesus is our liberator, and he will liberate you now. Listen, there's some of you may be in a place that you just need God's deliverance, freedom from bondages in your life. Let's go to prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against bondages. You've come to set the captive free. I speak the word of truth, Father, and with the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, I declare that bondages shall be broken, addictions shall be destroyed, iniquity shall be removed, and Lord, your people, your beloved right now shall come with a repentant heart, and you shall allow the very presence of God, the anointing of God, to flood them, Lord, from the very top of their heads to the very soles of their being. Father, to you alone, may you all only receive all the glory and the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just sense the Holy Spirit is ministering to many of you, and some of you have the opportunity to spend some time with the Lord quietly after this broadcast. He wants to do a further work in your life. We're limited by time, but you know what? He's not. Well, I will continue to remember you, spiritual family, in my prayers. As I bring this broadcast to a close on this week's ministry, I pray that you will write. I'm here for you. I love you. And in a moment, that our announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.